1. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. 1. What a very short, concise word. 1. What does one mean? Well, one means many things to different people, but basically, one means a single, an individual, unique, by itself, with no reference to anything else. Now, how could we ever live in a world where we didn't have reference to someone else? When students come to campus for special programs, I tell them, now remember, you and I are the only ones here. You are number one. You're the only one that's here with me, and I don't count. You are the only one that's here, and you count. You are number one. Now, can you conceive of yourself as being number one and not have to have other people in your world? When you see, and see is an interesting point, but when there are other people around and there are other people on campus, can you not see them? Can you only see yourself? Can you only live in your own inner consciousness? Can you only live in your own awareness of your oneness, of your uniqueness? I am number one. Sure, we all like to make that blatant statement, I'm number one. But do we mean it? If we're going to say it and mean it, that means that there is not another soul on the face of the earth. There is not another being in this existence. Well, come on, Dr. Barley, you got to realize there are people here, and there are people on the face of the earth other than me. Yes, but when you can start saying, I am number one, recognizing that you are number one, then you realize, as number one, you create whatever you wish in the world. Now, whatever people become evident to you are people that you have created. And if any person who is evident in your world is not harmonious with you, is not something that you would have created, then you erase them. You just delete them from your world, or you create them in a manner that you would have them in your world. How can you create in a manner in which you would have people in your world when you say, I like me, when you say, I am divine order, when you say, all is perfect and all is beautiful and all is wonderful? How do you do that? How do you do that? That's quite a challenge, isn't it? But you can do that. It takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. When you stop and think about it, what if you had the experience of being blind and being deaf and dumb, totally unable to hear any noises, any sounds, unable to see anything around you? What is the first thing you would do? You would start groping around in your world to find out what is outside of yourself. Because inside of yourself, that you have a pretty good idea, you think. But outside of yourself, you want to know. So you take your hands and you touch whatever you see, whatever is there. And at the moment of touching, you're creating. Now, you're creating a tree inch by inch. You move your hand up the bark of the tree, up the stem of the tree, up the into the branches and into the leaves, and you feel them gently, lovingly, one by one, and you say, well, what a lovely thing I have created here. I don't know what its purpose is, but it's a lovely thing. And you go on to feel other things, and your feeling experience is quite broad, but always it's you who is feeling. It's you are number one. You are the only one that's having this experience. Nobody else, you know of nobody else being able to see. You know of nobody else being able to hear. You know of nobody else having any of these experiences. So as far as you're concerned, that's what everything in your world that you create experiences. Now, you go on with other aspects of this. Not hearing, not seeing, not speaking, not knowing, only feeling, only sensation. And so, in your mind's eye, you begin to think about possibilities. You expostulate all of the concepts that might come into your mind. Now, you have felt this tree, and you have said, tree, so I name that tree. And I am the only one who named it tree, because I am the only one that exists. And so you call it tree. Now, you say, now, what, in your mind's eye now, in your inner being, what am I going to paint that tree? Am I going to paint that tree red, yellow, blue, brown? Am I going to paint the leaves on the tree red, pink, orange, green? What am I going to paint them? Whatever I paint them, that's what they're going to be for me. Now, this is a rather drastic approach to being number one, but it's a very simplistic approach to being one, because that's what it really is all about. There is nothing else on the face of this earth except I, except me, except number one. And I create everything by what I look out upon. In my mind, in my heart, I create a house, and I look out and see a house. In my mind and heart, I look out and I see a car, and I create a car. I create all these things out of my inner consciousness. And you say, well, that's not really true. Other people are involved in this. Well, if that's what you want to say, then that's the experience you have. Now, are these other people your creation? How did these other people come into being? If you were number one, if you're the only being on the face of the earth, if you are one and one alone, then you must have brought them forth. How many things do we bring forth that we don't even think about? How many things do we bring about? We hear a bang and we think, oh, a car hit a tree. And we open our eyes and a car hit a tree. And before that, there was nothing. And we hear a noise, a beautiful sound of music. And we say, oh, what a wonderful sound of music. How lovely that is. I created that. Now, let me make a derivation in that sound of music. And let me put a few more beats here and a few more beats there. And let me put a few instruments. Where are these instruments coming from? Out of my mind, out of my creation. I'm number one. Now, you might listen to these words and say, it's kind of far out. But there are many ways we can describe being number one. And this is just one of the possibilities. Think about these things, because every one of us is number one. We are the creator of our world, and everything that we have in our world is because we brought it forth by our thought. And we are the master of everything in our world, because we brought it forth by our thought, and we are number one, and it is subject to our every thought. Think about these things. It really is quite significant, quite meaningful. And you know, it's true. Can we really say I am number one and mean it? If we do, then everything that I have just said is gospel truth. Enjoy. It's kind of fun to say, I am one. I am number one. I love you. I love you. I love you.